While you were being distracted again by the mainstream media, 87 politicians were being exposed for their horrific crimes against children. Americans, the list that I'm about to reveal should come as no surprise as to what is taking place in your country today. It explains why we have seen that our said representatives are continuously bearing forth corrupt fruit. For decades, we have known of this corruption, and now it is all coming to the light. Friends, for the record, a corrupt tree is not going to bring forth good fruit. It is, without a doubt, going to bring forth corrupt fruit. Scripture is clear. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and is cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. No matter how many different ways or methods these people try to put themselves up as the righteous, the Lord will and is bringing into the light as to who they really are. Now, before we get into this list, let me remind you that these are the same criminal politicians that have advocated sodomy, homosexuality, pedophilia, even trying to sell pornography to the American people as free speech. We have, in part, 87 politicians, corrupt politicians, might I add, that have been exposed for their crimes against children. Illinois State Representative Keith Farnham resigned and was charged with possession of child pornography and has been accused of bragging at an online site about sexually molesting a six-year-old girl. A spokesperson for the Arkansas Party, Harold Moody Jr., was charged with distribution and possession of child pornography. Radnor Township Board of Commissioners member Philip Ayer resigned from his position after being charged with the possession of child pornography and abusing children between 2 and 6 years old. Activist and BLM organizer Charles Wade was arrested and charged with human trafficking and underage prostitution. Texas attorney and activist Mark Benavides was charged with having sex with a minor, inducing a child to have sex, and compelling prostitution of at least 9 legal clients and possession of child pornography. He was found guilty on 6 counts of sex trafficking. Former mayor of Stillwater, New York, Rick Nelson, pleaded guilty to 5 counts of possession of child pornography of children less than 16 years of age. Former mayor of Hubbard, Ohio, Richard Keenan, was given a life sentence in jail for raping a 4-year-old girl. Former mayor of Randolph, Nebraska, Dwayne L. Schute, was arrested and charged with 4 counts of felony third-degree sexual assault of a child and 1 count of intentional child abuse. Former mayor of Dawson, Georgia, Christopher Wright, was indicted on the charges of aggravated child molestation, aggravated sodomy, rape, child molestation, and statutory rape of an 11-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl. Party leader for Victoria County, Texas, Stephen Jabor, pleaded guilty to possession and receiving over 500,000 child pornographic images. Activist and fundraiser Terrence Bean was arrested on charges of sodomy and sex abuse in a case involving a 15-year-old boy, and when the alleged victim declined to testify, the judge dismissed the case. Andrew Douglas Reed pleaded guilty to multiple counts of second-degree sexual exploitation of a minor for producing child pornography. Aide to Senator Barbara Boxer, Jeff Rosato, pleaded guilty to charges of trading in child pornography. New Jersey State Assemblyman Neil Cohen was convicted of possession and distribution of child pornography.
BBSRadio.com. Hello, I'm Curtis Powers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, unbeknownst to me, friends, we're just rolling right along with this wave that's coming right back in. I want you to see something really quick. If you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, look at the date here. It was May 2nd, 2020 that I posted this, okay? And what I did is I called it Visions and Dreams of Tornadoes Has Now Become a Dream of a Tsunami Coming in Waves, okay? And what I put there right below that, because I'm not one of those people that goes out there and tries to pull attention to myself, because I don't need that. I'm not insecure in that way where I have to go around and say, you know, the Lord gave me this and the Lord gave me that for every time I hear something or he shows me something. That's not what you do. That's not what the gift is about, friends. And I'm talking about the gift of prophecy or a prophetic ministry. I'm not talking about a prophet, because we hold to the prophets, which is twofold. As a matter of fact, if you look at it, the gift is given to hold to the word of the prophets. Prophets are reformers. They want to go back to the old past. They want to hold to the old past. Well, what was interesting is I wrote, I'm not claiming to be anyone special. It's just time for me, as I'm being led, to share with you after 22 years of ministry of what the Lord has shown me, Amos 7:14. And then I signed Bradley Dean, just again, showing you, in contrast to what you're seeing amongst the false prophets of the day. They're going online every day, the Lord said this to me, and the Lord said that to me, and it's like, you're full of hogwash, man. You're doing that because you're fleecing the people. You're alluring them is what you're doing, because you're trying to gain from these people that you continuously feed your lies to, because you're prophesying from your own wicked heart. And I also noticed this. False prophets tell people what they want to hear. The real giftings show you what you need to hear, what it is that you need to see. And so I'm gonna just share this with you really quick, and then we'll get going on the show, doing a little bit of an expose, talking about how the second wave is coming. I mean, that's all you have to do is open your eyes, folks. Everybody knows something's wrong. Everybody knows something's coming. And so what I did is I went down and I gave some examples of how the Lord has used me in the past and how he uses me doing the things that I'm called to do, not by my will, but by his will, right? And in the process of doing so, I wrote April 27th, 2020. It was posted during this time, friends, okay? Go ahead and cross-check everything that's being said. April 27th, 2020, I wrote down, before it comes, because the Bible says that the Lord shows his prophets before he reveals things. If you want the particular scripture, he says the Lord will not do anything first he reveal it unto his prophets, right? And again, not claiming to be anything, but this is what the Lord showed me. When I woke up that morning, I knew that I had a dream. I remember that when the Lord makes things known to me, a fear and a living reality come with it. There's a lot of fear that comes with it, at least for me. So let me say this. I'm beyond believing in what the Lord brings me when he brings it to me. I'm beyond believing. I know that I know with strong confidence. Numbers 12:6. When I woke up, I told my wife that I had another dream, and she had said with a fearful anticipation, what is it this time? Now, she wouldn't have been afraid had she not seen this time and time again. I've been married to her for 25 years. I said it was a tsunami, and I saw it coming in waves. It is what it is on the horizon. And just when people think that things are going to subside, another wave will come. And then another wave until all is swept away, which applies to those that submit themselves to a wave of lawlessness. 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 12. So I want to make clear that what I've seen, I'm just going to say it again, because you can go ahead and do what you want. You can mock, you can scoff, whatever the case is. Here's the difference. I know what I know. You can write it down. You can write it from that date. You can write it from where we're at right now. The second wave's coming in. And I'm telling you, folks, I remember a part of this was that the first wave was going to come in. It was going to come in kind of small. And that's exactly how the whole plandemic started off. Let's just go ahead and put a mask on and just for a week or two to just to kind of subside this curb. I remember that. And I knew right after that, the pill in the jam was they created the crisis. And then here comes the vaccinations that they're going to basically profit from. And if you want to know who's responsible for creating the crisis, that's all you have to do is see who profits from it. Because what history teaches us, it's been the tyrants that create the problems. Hitler used to send out his brown shirts, create the chaos, and then behind closed doors, and then he would play the problem solver in front of the radio, right? And what he'd do is he'd have a massive amount of people show up, and he would speak to them playing the problem solver. History shows us he was the one creating the problem. Nothing new here. Well, the first one comes in. That one subsided. It wasn't all that big. But when the second one comes in, that's the bigger one. Okay? And I'm telling you, we're there right now. Little did I know that these numbers were going to line up. Okay? So with that, what's also interesting is I knew that if the people didn't stand up when the second wave came in, I've said this I don't know how many times on the radio. If the people don't stand up and put a stop and hold accountable to the people that brought the first one, the third wave is going to come in and it's going to be a tsunami. And as you all well know, tsunamis destroy everything in their path. You know what's so wonderful about what I'm sharing with you right now? And I'm talking about wonderful in the sense of proving, the proof is in the pudding, as men say, that we'll see at the end of the day if Bradley Dean heard from the Lord. Because again, I'm not claiming to be anything like those out there that are claiming to be what they are not. I'm not prophesying from my own wicked imagination. I'm not trying to create things to sell to the people. No, I'm trying to bring resolve to the issues, and the Lord saw fit to show this to us. And I'm telling you again, write it down, because it's just a matter of time. This we know, the second wave is coming in. And if we don't put a stop to it, America, and hold these people accountable for the crimes that they have committed, that tsunami's going to come in. That tsunami's absolutely going to come in. I've made reference to Proverbs 21, verse 7 several times. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them. Another translation is the violence of the wicked sweeps them away because they refuse to do justice in judgment. Proverbs 21, 7. Amos 6, 3. We were on that vein for some time, as you all the well remember, folks. You that put away the evil day, you put far away the evil day, you say it will never happen here, you are the ones that are causing the seed of violence to come unto yourselves. Why? Because you refuse to do judgment. When you look at Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5, it says, behold, I have taught you statutes, how to deal with those that commit the crimes and how to judge those that commit the crimes, even as the Lord my God commanded me, said Moses, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. That means to drive out previous occupants to possess in their place. And then he said, keep therefore and do them. This is where the people are failing in this country. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom. Where's your wisdom found, friends? In keeping the statutes and the judgments of the Lord in reference to the commandments. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which you shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and an understanding people. That is the history that we have, and it's a history that we lost, but it's a history that we got to get back to. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing!
bbsradio.com.
Hi, I'm Carrie Vinci from Rancho Santa Fe, California. I've recently been elected to school board and would like to give a special thanks to Bradley Dean for the positive inspiration he's given me to be involved in our kids' future for our great nation. Please join Bradley Dean in his quest to reinstate common sense, Christian-based approach to bring people together to live free with liberty and justice for all.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing!
BBSRadio.com.
I just want to say I feel a very strong inclination to stay the line. I want to show you what's going on right now. I want to tell you the second wave is coming. Little did we know on the time that was actually written and given was almost 4 years ago. And in the process, it was a prevention is better than cure. I'm here sharing with you right now concerning how the second wave is coming in. And if the people don't put a stop to it and hold the people accountable for it, that tsunami is going to come right behind it and it is going to destroy everything in its path. That is not gloom and doom to me. That is prevention is better than cure. That is the Lord giving us the heads up as to what's going on. That's what this, and I'm not, you don't have to buy it. You're totally fine either way. But that's what this book is all about. If this goes down in history for our posterity after destruction takes place, I'm going to be found a faithful witness. I'm going to be found the one that was telling the people what they needed to hear, where their blood is off my hands. That's what this book is about as well. Prevention is better than the cure. And the fact of the matter is the Lord shows us before it comes to pass so we can put a stop to it. But what do the people do? They go back to sleep. As a matter of fact, I was thinking of Jeremiah 6:16 just during the break here. I want you to listen carefully. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding, saith the Lord. I will pour it upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of the young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. Now, I want you to see the great deception. You can bring it over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 if you want to. Those that will let until they be taken out of the way. Who are those people that the Lord's talking about? Those that are taken by those that have been given over to a derision. And why have they been taken and given over to derision? Because they love not the truth that they might be saved. Okay? Those that are being led astray massively, led by those that are leading them to err into the ways of hell is on a massive scale. It is for the people of the Lord, which is very small in this country, regardless of the 86% that profess to be so, there's a small portion in this country that is the real deal. It is time for us to get busy, because the Lord does not use a majority. He uses a minority that no man should flesh, no flesh or no man should glory in his presence. That's why he does that, okay? Now, I want you to listen to the rest of this, because when you read Jeremiah 6, the Lord gave the warning. And as we all know, they didn't listen for 70 years until the book of Lamentations was written. And then they wanted to listen, but then it was too late. By the way, there is defectors from the former KGB in the communist countries back in the 80s that were warning the American people that this is what they were going to do to you. And then when asked the question, will the people wake up? He said they'll wake up after it's too late. He said once the boot drops, it's too late. Now, again, the good news is the Lord is telling us we have time. That's the good news. That's the mercy of God to put a stop to what is going on here. Okay, because there's too many people that are going back to sleep. Matthew 13:25, the enemy sows seed when men sleep. They're sleeping with their eyes wide open. They think everything's going to be grandioso. They are being deceived, and they're self-deceived. They have eyes. They see not. They have ears. They hear not, Jeremiah 5:21. But I want you to listen to the rest of this. So the Lord is giving the people over to judgment. And then he says in verse 12, Jeremiah 6, and their houses shall be turned over unto others. What's happening all across the world? With their fields, their wives together. For I will stretch my hand, saith the Lord, upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. From the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. But the Lord's not going to leave himself without a witness. He'll use a donkey if he has to. And if you want to call me that donkey, I'll happily be that donkey if it preserves this country from what is coming. I want to go on. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. How many times have we been told by this guy coming back into office, reoccupying with the aid of his the people that he's oppressing back into the people's White House for the second time, that says, people, just get out there and vote. You don't have to worry about anything. I'll take care of the rest. Yep. And we all see how things are being taken care of right now. I'm going to show you that in just a moment. I'm going to go over to verse 15. Were the people ashamed when they committed abomination? No, they were not at all, saith the Lord. They were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. Therefore, they shall fail among them that fail and fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Then he says, thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But what did the people say? Just like what you're hearing in America. Do you see America repenting right now? All this hogwash that you're hearing from these false prophets and these false priests and these hirelings in the pulpits today. Read Jeremiah 23 and John 10:12. All of that, what you're hearing about revival, nonsense. Nonsense. You cannot revive which is not dead. Period. Do you understand? I'm thinking of Ezekiel 37. And what am I talking about? The people in this country haven't repented. Once they seen everything was okay two and a half years ago, again, what'd they do? They went right back to their vomit. They went right back to their idols. And I can even hear it now, the Lord just saying, those that go back to their idols and they serve false gods, when your time of help is needed, go back to them, because you failed to come back to me. And that is exactly what the scriptures tell us. People just think, well, he's a merciful God. Yep, that's the mercy. He's warning you to flee from the wrath to come. 2 Corinthians 5. Is that what the people are doing? Absolutely not. They're going back to life as usual, like everything's just going to be okay. What's happening during the time that they're sleeping with their eyes wide open and their ears wide open, friends? What are they doing? They're being undermined. Completely being undermined. Listen to this, and then I'm going to start showing you some things up on social media platforms. Thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But the people said, we will not walk therein. And what does it say right after that? Let me add this, please. Verse 17, Jeremiah 6. Also, I have set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen. We will not hearken. Isn't that where America's at today? Hey, folks, I want to tell you something firsthand. No matter how many times I show people the fruit that I'm going to show you right now, hanging on the trees of this corrupt administration that's coming back for the second time, no matter what, they keep drinking in the Kool-Aid of the narrative coming from the CIA, the American version of the Gestapo, through their little useful idiots called journalists worldwide. Everybody knows about the Mockingbird media, but they don't realize that it's them pulling the levers and them driving the narrative, Micah 6:16. For some reason or another, they haven't come to the conclusion that the guy that's been put in the People's White House hasn't been under attack. He's been promoted as he capitalized $1.6 billion off of his worshipers because they don't pay attention to the Word of God. But yet they love God first, say they. Oh, and then, you know, our country. No, it's just exactly the opposite way. If you read Acts 12:22, you're going to understand perfectly as to what you're dealing with, because it's exactly what's happening in America today. Listen to me again. I see a lot of people just joined us. America, you're in trouble. Americans, the more they say peace, peace, and everything's under control, why don't you pay attention to the fruit that's hanging on the branches of those that are telling you peace, peace, and everything's okay? There's no respect for the children of the apostate. The American church has become a reproach, an embarrassment. It lacks Christ at every given turn. There's very far and few between in this country that are the real deal, and they are the ones that are telling you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And they're telling you from a heart of God as to the reason why America needs to repent. And the way that you show godly repentance, some people say, well, what's the fruit of repentance? Well, read 2 Corinthians 7:10-11. Doesn't it say something about taking vengeance? Yes, on what? We're supposed to, once our obedience is fulfilled, what are we supposed to do, friends? We're supposed to take vengeance on all disobedience, all that threatens our freedoms. I mean, we see that on the Capitol buildings, justice, the guardian of our liberty. Well, justice falls to who? Those that are guilty of bringing what? This last genocide. Let me show you a couple pictures. And I got to tell you, I got really worked up when I started looking at these young girls. And I started thinking about my kids. I started thinking about your kids. And I started thinking about the headlines here. And I started to think about how when you go through an airport or a train depot or a bus depot, or you go into a restaurant and have food, those that have been allowed to do the things that they've done, they're going to do it again. And they're gearing up to do it again. Do you understand? And why are they doing it again? Because you haven't held them accountable. They don't have a right to break the law, people. They don't have the right to murder innocent people for gain. I mean, they act like that they're not going to spend eternity in hell. They act like they're not going to stand before my daddy on Judgment Day. They're sadly mistaken. We'll be right back. Nothing gloom and doom about it. Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
BBSRadio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I do apologize, friends. If you want to check us out on Sons of Liberty Media.com, go over there, 13 to 15 articles from contributors that are willing to tell you what you need to hear. Sons of Liberty Media.com, also on social media platforms. The Morning Show on the right with Tim Brown, on the left side, Bradley Dean, yours truly. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of their page, social media platforms. And if you'd like to call in, please do. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show. Ha ha. Oof. Where you think for yourselves and not make the others the measure of our conduct. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want you to look at something here, friends. 28-year-old mother has fatal stroke 5 days after COVID vaccine. They're still selling it. They're upping the ante on vaccines for kids in public schools. Hey, parents, why do you have your kids in a public school being raised up by your sworn enemy? You hypocrite. Your kids are going to despise you. Mark my words. Lord told you to raise them up. Not some sworn enemy that wants to indoctrinate them illegally. The list goes on and on. They're selling them again on the commercials, friends. Oh my goodness, you should see the commercials. You sit there and you eat and you have a sandwich and there's a TV in front of everybody's face now. Why is that? Because they want to break the family up. I'm on the road so much, we have to eat out. In the process of doing so, what do you see? A drug for this, a drug for that, a drug for this. All this was illegal. By the way, Kennedy didn't allow none of this stuff back in the 60s. You know who broke it open? George Bush Sr., along with Ronald Reagan. You know, the guy that was going to make America great again, right? They're still trying to convince you that these are good for you as they're killing people worldwide, murdering people. But again, what would you expect from a government that murders its own children, dissects them, sells their body parts online? Hey, anybody that has the audacity to sit there and say, why are you so worked up? I got a question. Are we talking about a different country here? Are we talking about a government that's murdering our own children? What is wrong with you? Did you not think that for some reason or another they would turn around and do this to you later on? It's called reaping and sowing, Galatians 6:7. And this is the consequence. Look at the correlation of suicide, the correlation of what you're seeing here, the correlation of these same politicians making a prey out of your children with this big expose coming out of P. Diddy with all these celebrities and these politicians that have been committing the act of pedophilia towards children. And the victims are now coming forward. But yet you're in good hands, man. You're in good hands. They got your best. They got your back. And they got your best in mind, folks. Let me tell you. Look at this. I want you to look at this picture. Look at this mother, 28 years old. 5 days after taking the shot. That Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine, said was, he said he was saving people's lives. 5 days later, she has an aneurysm. She's dead. Look at Haley Link Brinkmeyer above that. Daughter of Shannon O'Neill. I want you to see what she has to say right up on the top here. This is Shauna O'Neill. Apparently, she was responding to somebody that didn't want to acknowledge the fact that the vaccines were responsible for the death of her daughter. Listen to what she said. Not the mainstream media that you don't believe, but really do. Listen to what this mother said. My 28-year-old daughter took the vaccine on Tuesday and was dead by Thursday. She said, you have no idea what the blank you are talking about. Autopsy shows no other red flags. Coroner has assumed us is what she said. He will get to the bottom of the vaccine crap. You know where it's coming from. I'll tell you what I am not going to do. I am not going to be on this radio program and try to convince you of where this is coming from. That is insane for you to suggest that these numbers skyrocketed in 2021 and all of a sudden this is just coming out of nowhere and nobody, all the doctors that are accomplices to the crime, they're just bewildered. They don't know what's going on, friends. Hey, all of you, look up at me. Hey, do you understand they're coming for you too? Do you understand this isn't a game? Do you understand that these people must be held to justice? Our laws and the consequences of violating those laws when it comes to the people they're supposed to serve? You already know all the well as to what's going on here. Look at this one. Italy opens manslaughter case after teacher dies hours after getting AstraZeneca vaccine. That's the top one. The bottom one is nurse dies in Georgia after being vaccinated with AstraZeneca. Remember I played the piece for you on Saturday where the Bianco CEO, remember he said it was he couldn't break the law? The vaccines don't apply to me. They apply to the people first. Did you hear that? That's what he said. It's not a joke, Americans. Here's Elon Musk, the Satanist. The globalist that wants to put a neural link in the back of your head so you can be tracked worldwide. Look and read and weep. To be clear, said Elon Musk, I do support vaccines in general and COVID vaccines specifically. The science is unequivocal. In very rare cases, there's an allergic reaction, but this is easily addressed with an EpiPen. those that have been lying to you forever want you to believe them now. I want to show you something, then I'm going to take these phone calls. This is Dr. Lena Nguyen. A woman posted this morning. Here's the second wave coming in on you. Okay? Dr. Lena Nguyen, the communist doctor who demanded Americans lose all their rights during the COVID pandemic. Hey, folks, we don't lose our rights. We forfeit our rights. They don't have the lawful right. Do you understand? They're the ones breaking the law. You're not. They want you to feel like the whole world is against you when they say you better take one. They are bolstering the numbers to isolate you, to demonize you, so that you'll be a part of the gang that dies after you take their experimental jab. Look what she's saying. This is brand new. COVID tyrant Dr. Lena Nguyen says Biden regime needs to get millions of doses of bird flu vaccines to the American people ASAP. It's always under the guise of an emergency. Do you all understand that? It's always done under the guise of emergency. Do you remember, we got a t-shirt of it as a matter of fact. Do you remember that William Penn, the younger, said, necessity is the plea of every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. We have to hurry up and do this. We have to hurry up and push this through. We got Stacy calling from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Stacy?
I would like to thank you for your program. Can you hear me?
I can.
I have just gone through this. My sisters took my mother against my protestation to get a Moderna shot, which everyone should know. These clinics now in southern Minnesota are switching. There is no science.
Nope.
My mother was getting the Pfizer, and now all of a sudden they give her a Moderna shot.
Yep.
Well, how are you going to know anything if that's your science? Anyway, they went and gave it to her. From day one, she was complaining.
When was this, Stacy? When was this?
November.
Just this year?
I fought. Yes, I was fighting with my sisters, and they will not listen to me. They are brainwashed, and their daughters are medical, and so they all gang up against me. But I refused to listen to them. I took her into the ER. She had an infection, they say, from it. I don't know, because we don't know what they gave her, because we're not given the ingredients, which is against the law. If you are a nurse, you know that you do not inject an unknown substance into a human being.
Right.
This is experimental. Every doctor, I've said, who will write up an adverse event? Not one. Oh, it's rare. Oh, no, this can't be from it. It would have happened right away. I said it did. Nobody will write it up. And they said, well, they're too rare for you to think that this was. I said, no. She got the injection. It's this arm. She's been in pain every day. I brought her to the ER. They gave her some antibiotics. They said if she gets better and the redness goes away, then that's what it was. It as soon as she was off the little dose of antibiotics, her arm suddenly swelled up. She's had two surgeries on the arm. Nobody, I've seen doctor after doctor after doctor. None of them will say it was from the jab.
Yep. They're
not
complicit.
One.
Yep. They're accomplices.
They can't. They cannot fathom that they are harming their patients when it is the most obvious thing in the world.
That's right. Hey, Stacy, I do want to say this. Remember I showed you the video of how the insurance companies are coming back after somebody loses one of their family members to the experimental jab? Remember they said that people already had a knowledge of the side effects of the experimental jab, so therefore we're not going to come in and pay for any loss of life? That is one thing that you can use.
But that's a lie. But those insurance companies are lying.
That's right. That's that is the point.
No way. Nobody's been given all the side effects because we don't even know what's in it.
No, that's what they're saying.
They lie.
Stacey, that's what they're saying. They're saying that we're not paying out because the people already knew it. Of course they're lying, but the insurance companies are working with big pharma, corruption in government, along with the mainstream media to do their best to cover for the crimes that they're guilty of. I totally agree. And that's what they were saying. So it was for us, and it may help your case concerning what they just did to your mother, all the while knowing the side effects of those vaccinations. We'll be right back. I'll take up these calls when we get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'll take your calls in just a moment, guys. Hold up. God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place. Just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber. Welcome back. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm glad, Stacy, I didn't mean to cut you off on the last break. We had a hard break. I'm glad you get worked up like I do, sister. And I'm sure there's a lot of people are. And I know that this fire is brewing across the country because there is a different conversation people are having today. I'm just telling you that firsthand. It's a different conversation. People already know something's about to break, okay? Right? And the fact of the matter is we gotta raise up our kids in the process of what the Lord's about ready to do here, okay? I want you to see this, and then I'm going to take these phone calls. Look at... Look at this little 10-month-old baby. I mean, absolutely beautiful, wonderfully created by the Father, 10 months old. On December 23rd, the Russes unexpectedly and tragically lost their 10-month-old baby, Jessie. Look at that little face. She just got her flu and COVID shots. And she's not here anymore, folks. And you're going to allow the tyrants to remain and the dead to be forgotten? Oh, Not a good message to send. Dan calling in from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thanks for calling in, my friend. What is it that you have to say?
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to put a big warning out there for people. Do your homework. When somebody says you have to take something and put it in your body, do your homework. I realize some people, they had kids, they had a family, they had to take care of them, they were forced to take it. I get that. But do your homework. Do not put something in your body. I've survived H1N1. I've survived COVID. I'm well over 55. So I survived it.
Amen.
So once again, do your due diligence. Do your homework.
Thanks for the call,
again,
my friend.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you for your courage. I appreciate it. We got Wesley Carter calling in from Florida. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Thank you, Bradley. Been a long time since we've spoken. I lost you online, and I finally figured out how to pick you back up. So I just wanted to comment, if you don't mind, on, I believe the name was Tiffany that called in late last week, and speaking about the image of Christ. Now, I have to tell you, I have a real problem with people painting pictures.
The image of Christ. Hang on a second. Are you, Wesley, hang on a second, though. Are you thinking of me or Tim Brown Show?
You, sir.
Okay.
Anyway, my point was, I have a real problem with people that do create that, because we have no idea what Christ looks like. At least I don't. You know, maybe you do. I don't know. But from what I've read and what I've understood, we are not to create images or paintings or anything else along the lines of this is Christ, because we do not know. So I simply wanted to touch base on that, and I thank you for your ministry. I listened to you for the first time on your Sunday sermon this past Sunday, and I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Okay. I totally appreciate it, guy. Yes. I just don't recollect that conversation. But it, neither here nor there. Okay, I totally appreciate it. And you know what? I think, and I don't know how that conversation went, if I was a part of it, not saying I wasn't, I just don't recollect it. But in part, I totally agree with what you're saying. I totally do, because you see too many people trying to make him out to be what he's not. I mean, then it gets to the point where, you know, then he's this color and then he's that color. And I can tell you exactly what he looks like. And Wesley, again, thank you for the phone call. When I go to Revelation 1:14 through 16, it tells us in his risen state, in his risen state. I can also tell you what he looked like on the cross, too. He was marred more than any man. He was beaten to a bloody pulp, unrecognizable, okay? That's not the image people want to see of Christ, okay? That's when he paid the ultimate price, when our iniquity was laid upon him. Just for the record, okay? When our iniquity is laid upon him, God laid that sin on him to pay the price for our guilt, for the choices that we made when we transgressed his law, 1 John 3:4. That was him on the cross. In his risen state, it tells us his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto a fire brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice is the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. I do want to say this. The Lord is not on the cross. I'm here to tell you. I say this to both friend and foe. He's not on that cross anymore. He sits at the right hand of my heavenly Father. My Bible tells me that the government is upon his shoulders. My Bible tells me in Matthew 28, great call, as a matter of fact, because this is the kind of stuff where we start having church. And it's what people need to hear, because when we speak of the Christ the way that we are right now, they do need to understand that when they see him on that day, it's not going to be, if they're unrepentant, the God that they're going to want to see when they have to stand before him and confess him as Lord. And then they're cast into the fiery furnace. That's not going to be a good day for them. But to those that are under the blood of Christ and they pass the judgment, and you go over to 28:18 of that of Matthew, what does it say? Jesus spake unto them. I want you to know this is Jesus. Hey, folks, he's Lord of all, not just the good people, not just the Israel of God, not just the Christians. He's Lord over the wicked as well. See, that's their great deception. That's the church's great deception too, not to walk in the power that he has bestowed upon us, Luke 10:19. Now, what I want you to get is this. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all, not some, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. The devil does what only the Lord permits him and allows him to do, period. You've been given authority over all of the works of the enemy. And I'm thinking of Job's, and I'm also thinking of, again, Luke 10:19. Jesus said that all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, not some, not just a little bit, not just for that person. I cannot stand when I hear people talk about how the Jesus in their mind that they have created that doesn't exist. It's a violation of the second commandment in Exodus 20. He's not a weakling. He is all powerful. He sits at the right hand of my Father right now. The Bible tells us that the heavens is his throne and the earth is his footstool. He's in control. With you and him all by yourself, just you and him by yourself, you are in a majority. Ask prophets like John Knox. Ask prophets like Elijah. Ask the prophets like King David. Read 27 of the book of Psalm. Read 18 of the book of Psalm. Ask Gideon. Go to 11:32 of Hebrews. Oh my goodness, folks. He's in control of all things. See, the bad people that so many are afraid of, you know who they are? They're allowed to do what they do because the good people fail to deal with them according to the commandments of the Lord. When you read 7:2 of what? The book of Proverbs. What does it say? Keep my commandments and live. Was that abrogated? Was that done away with in the New Testament? Nowhere will you find that. Ever. Ever. Matter of fact, if you want to add to the good concerning that, not only does he make you more than a conqueror, not only does he tell you that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, but he tells you that you overcome and you surmount the problems, and those problems that you have are put there so that you might grow by in Christ with the cross laid on your back, where you might grow thereby, 2 Peter 3:18, that you can what? Conquer the same enemy. Because when he said it was finished on Calvary, he meant just that. That was the gamble the bad guys took in working against the Son of God. And it was their first mistake. And listen to me carefully, friends. And it's their last mistake. Regardless of how this plays out concerning the second wave coming in, regardless of how it's played out, the Lord is in control. The bad guys, listen to me, bad guys, you're in control of nothing. I want to say to some of the bad guys that think it's okay to go ahead and lie, to steal, to kill, just like their father, for those that they work for. I want you to think of this, because when they're done with you, you're next. And then when they're done doing their thing, someone's going to get at them. And then this is how smart man is. At the end of all of it, there's going to be nobody left. And you know why? Because there was too many people listening to the great deluder. He who deceived the nations, deceived the nations. All the bad guys work for that guy. And they're willing to go ahead and stake everything that they have against the day of judgment to their own dismay. I'm here to say this and encourage you that are in Christ. Regardless of what's coming, you stand. He is our high fortress. He is our shield. He is our buckler. He is the one that keeps us hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. He's the one that said when the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Know who you are in Christ, folks, because the victory is in Jesus' holy name. Love you by what we do, folks. I'll append this article to the bottom of the comment section. Talk to you in 23.